Manuscript releases volume 4, numbers 210 to 259. MR, number 222. Satan creates dissension, business standing to be correctly presented. The Savior foretold that in the latter days false prophets would appear and draw away disciples after them, and also that those who in this time of peril should stand faithful to the truth that is specified in the book of Revelation would have to meet doctrinal errors so specious that, if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. God would have every true sentiment prevail. Satan can skillfully play the game of life with many souls, and he acts in a most underhanded, deceptive manner to spoil the faith of the people of God and to discourage them. And when men who are in positions of responsibility permit themselves to be led astray, as many do, by the sophistries of Satan, the enemy gains a great victory. He works today as he worked in heaven, to divide the people of God in the very last state of this earth's history. He seeks to create dissension, and to arouse contention and discussion, and to remove, if possible, the old landmarks of truth committed to God's people. He tries to make it appear as if the Lord contradicts himself. It is when Satan appears as an angel of light that he takes souls in his snare, deceiving them. Men who pretend to have been taught of God will adopt fallacious theories, and in their teaching will so adorn these fallacies as to bring in satanic delusions. Thus, Satan will be introduced as an angel of light, and will have opportunity to present his pleasing fables. These false prophets will have to be met. They will make an effort to deceive many by leading them to accept false theories. Many scriptures will be misapplied in such a way that deceptive theories will apparently be based upon the words that God has spoken. Precious truth will be appropriated to substantiate and establish error. These false prophets, who claim to be taught of God, will take beautiful scriptures that have been given to adorn the truth and will use them as a robe of righteousness to cover false and dangerous theories. And even some of those who in times past the Lord has honored will depart so far from the truth as to advocate misleading theories regarding many phases of truth, including the sanctuary question. Portion printed in Evangelism, 359-360. Growing in Grace, November 27, 1905. Dr. Kellogg has linked himself with the world. He acted unwisely when he invited that committee of Battle Creek citizens to examine the sanitarium books. To open these books to the inspection of the world was as unfortunate as was Hezekiah's mistake of showing the Babylonians the treasures in the house of God. What business had these men to know all about the workings of this institution? They never should have been given such an opportunity. I believe they promised to give something over $30,000 to the building fund after that investigation. Twice $30,000 would have been but a small sum in comparison with the harm that has been done by allowing this examination to be made. I have been instructed that it is time that there was a thorough investigation of the standing of the Medical Missionary Association and the sanitarium. Let the strict examination be made in regard to the business that has been transacted in Battle Creek. This will show the standing of the institution. This investigation should have been made long ago. The business standing of all our medical institutions is to be carefully and correctly presented before our people, that they may know the real situation of the medical work, where it stands, what it is doing, whether or not it is producing as well as consuming. Released February 24, 1969.